Before we get started, I have some announcements for you guys. First, if you're a new student, I will tell you this every week, by the way, because I love new students and because new students do come. So if you're a new student, let your leader know. Or if you have some information to correct or existing information to update, let your leaders know. We'll fill out a new card for you. Pretty simple. Next, these are the things that you should bring. So I'll just ask in order. Bible! Who has your Bible? I want to see the Bible nice and high. Who needs a Bible? Let your leaders know. Better yet, God bless you with 2 feet. Go get your own. Next, dress for the weather, guys. So weather today, fantastic. This is now a short stay. I'm okay with that. And then a water bottle is always nice and handy to have. I know. I see a few more people brought their water bottles. Cool. Masks. So we know how to wear masks. We'll just keep updating you guys. We'll let you know because one day masks won't be needed. I am excited for that day. But masks do need to be worn properly. So I will be calling you out. They should be above your nose. They should be covering your mouth at the same time. Next, please. Chairs. Don't make it look like that. Now, on a side note, if you could make it look like that, that's super impressive. Just please don't try. I'll just trust you have the skill. Chairs need to be stacked before you leave your rooms. All classrooms need their chairs stacked. No more than 5 high, please, and thank you. And then gym rules. I'll remind us every single week because I get tempted to break these every week, and I'm 25. Please nobody say, aren't you 40? 5,000 years old. Let me finish. Jeez. 45,000. That's what I said. Oh, my word. I know. Foot, mouth, familiar taste. I'm so sorry. You can yell at me later. So only non-marking shoes and socks on the court. No food or drinks in the court. And then please leave all of the equipment in the court as well. So I know you guys actually already started your game rotation, so I just thought about the irony of that. But anyways, it's cool. Now you know. Memorial. Snow! Snow is happening! Smoke room night out! Woo! Yeah! So leaders, I need to know, like, ASAP, as soon as you have an idea, I'm going to put it down to paper so I know where you're going. If you need some ideas for things, just talk to me, and I would love to help figure that out as well. Yeah. It's the dream. Let's make it happen. And then finally, the wait is over. Spring retreat is open. Cards are coming. They are being processed, printed, and need to be picked up in a few days or so. But we will have cards for you to bring home, give to your parents, and give to your friends to invite them as well. You can still sign up right now, though. So make a mental note. Let your parents know. They should have an email already, so just remind them. But get signed up so we know you're coming. Yeah. And then please, please be respectful. This is new, so I'll just slow down a little bit. But every time we go from here to our classrooms, we need to be silent. And every time we enter in the gym, hear me out, please. We need to pause, just stand against a wall, and wait for our leaders to tell us what we're doing. That way, you get to hear the instruction quicker, and then you get to play quicker, and then we're not wasting time. And some of your leaders are like, can we just let them waste their time and then we don't get to play? Yeah, hard lesson learned. So, focus. Cool. That is all I have for you. For announcements, I mean. Let's get into the final chapters that Miss Ramler is so excited to finish. So, Deuteronomy chapter 33, open up with me. But first, more about my family. I am the middle child. How many of you feel my pain? Like, this pain is deep. Okay, I'm what you would call, like on a scale of difficulty, 10 being the most difficult. In middle children, I'd say I'm about at a 6 or a 7 because I only have one older sibling and one younger sibling. How many of you are the middle child and have multiple older siblings or younger siblings? Oh, you poor things. I'm so sorry. I'll cry with you later. So, but you know what? Family is a blessing nonetheless. I want to talk a little bit about my brother. I see a hand. Then you were born into privilege and wonderful gifts and next to no responsibility. Just kidding. I know. Okay. Everybody has their own pains. I know. I won't take that away from you. So I was the middle child, meaning I have an older brother, younger sister. My older brother, married, has a beautiful baby, just turned one the other day. We celebrated. And you know what they did with that baby to celebrate? They put him in a high top chair, gave him his own, like, 2-pound cake in front of him. Now, I thought my brother would be mean like some other parents where they take the head and go smash into the cake. That is really mean, by the way. Like, really mean. Kind of funny, but really mean. No, they just let this baby play with the cake. And so the baby turned this beautiful, expensive cake into Play-Doh. And then ate like half of it, threw the other half on the ground. Nonetheless, we got pictures, we took videos, we laughed. It was awesome experience for us. My sister has a 7-year-old, and she has a soon-to-be 1-year-old as well. The 7-year-old, oh, she's an Energizer bunny, and I'm only an uncle. Like, I don't know how you parent a 7-year-old. I really don't. It's just, they're of their own nature, because they're like, they're smart enough to know not to do what they're not supposed to do, but yet they still choose to do what they're not supposed to do. Like 24/7. And so it's just like, At any rate, children are like dogs for me. Don't go too far with that comparison. I love and appreciate other people's children. They are so cute. I will babysit. Parents, hear me out. I will babysit. Megan and I love kids. And on the other note, I don't want to change dirty diapers. No one does. And so that's where I'm going with this. You all have parents. And what I want you to hear from me is that your parents have sacrificed a lot for you. Now, parents, hear an encouragement from me. I'm 25. I finally figured this out. But parents will sacrifice their time for you. Like, they'll constantly make sure that you go to the sports things you need to go to, or the speech, or the plays, or whatever extracurricular things that you decide to do. And they're like, sure, I'll shove $100 for a pair of shoes, or for whatever's going on in your world, or to improve your musical lessons, you'll get piano lessons, or whatever. Oh, the money that goes into babysitting, the money that goes, I mean, it's just a lot. Parents just give themselves a lot to you. Keep that in mind. Be appreciative of that. I called my dad, 25 years old, and said, hey, I just wanted you to know I finally get it. It took me a while, but I got it. And on a very serious note, parents give so much of their emotional energy to you. They love you like nothing else. They love you like no one else could. They have seen you at your worst. They praise and pray for you to be at your best. It is a love that is so, so deep. And then this is what we're talking about. It is a love that would go into the category of blessing. The love that my brother has for his 1-year-old who just smashes cakes and laughs and cries and whatever. Nothing could take that away. It's so pure. The love my sister has for her 7-year-old, for her 1-year-old, no matter how many times she wants to tear her hair out, because this kid is just not listening. She absolutely loves her. And there's not a day that goes by that I could even question that love. That is a blessing. From my own experience, I have wonderful parents as well. I mean, my parents and I didn't always get along, obviously. I don't think any human beings actually ever get along unless they don't know each other. So, if you're in a family, it just makes it that much more. And emotions run high, but my point being, my father has been there for me. My father has encouraged my faith. My father has told me time and time again when I was a kid in school and had literally 2 friends, that I'm still loved. My father encouraged me in the faith, meaning he said Jesus loves you. You matter to him. What you do when you screw up, that doesn't define who you are as a person. It just means it's an opportunity to grow. So I went to youth group and I heard the same thing. I heard about this guy named Jesus who died for my sins, knowing full well the sins I would commit, knowing full well the depths I would go to be disobedient like that 7-year-old and just not listen. And yet, I'm loved. And that kind of love, that kind of message that you receive, that you hear, there is nothing like that. Just let that resonate with you. Give it a think. Other blessings that I've been able to experience, the blessings of college. I do enjoy my college days. I didn't go to college for credits and for a job or that kind of thing. I went to college because that's just what I felt like I should be doing. The first year of college that I did was actually at a Bible camp. So in my me time when I wasn't doing homework or classwork or whatever, I got to ride horses. I got to do a climbing wall. I got to do zip lines. I got to go tubing during the winter whenever I wanted to. And I got to go on the lake playing, you know, during the winter I'd play broomball. And then during the summers, swim whenever I wanted to. Like, this was a blessing for me. This was heaven on earth for me. And it was a class of 9 people. So we were really, really close with each other. To this day, they are my best friends. The blessing of community should not be missed either. Other blessings that I want us to talk about. Let's open our Bibles. Chapter 33 of Deuteronomy. Starting in verse 12. Now, what's going on here is that Moses is blessing the 12 tribes of Israel. He's giving them their portions, saying what they've overcome, these kinds of things. And so we need to understand, as we're reading this, this is also the last words of Moses before he dies. And that's where we're going to be ending tonight. Deuteronomy ends with Moses' death. So here's what Moses says on his last day. Starting in verse 12. Of Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord dwells in safety. The high God surrounds him all day long and dwells between his shoulders. Of Joseph, he said, blessed be the Lord by his land, with the choicest gifts of heaven above and of the deep that crouches beneath, with the choicest fruits of the sun and the rich yield of the months, with the finest produce of the ancient mountains and the abundance of the everlasting hills, with the best gifts of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwells in the bush. May these rest on the head of Joseph, on the pate of him who is prince among his brothers. A firstborn bull, he has majesty, and his horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he shall gore the peoples, all of them, to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. Man. Doesn't that just give you chills? And if it doesn't, I know we just need to read one part or two parts more. Verse 14, with the choicest fruits of the sun and the rich yield of the months. Talking about crops. 15, abundance of the finest produce of the ancient mountains and the abundance of the everlasting hills. And then if we want to take a quick look in verse 19. They shall call peoples to their mountain. There they offer right sacrifices, for they draw from the abundance of the seas. Fishing, guys. How many of you fish? Okay, keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. How many of you have speared? How many of you have fished with a bow? Oh, take a look around, man. These are your people. Bow fishing. I hear it's pretty intense. I always want to try it. Creep me out, though, because I come into town. I grew up in Little Falls, by the way, and there's a little bridge as you leave Little Falls heading towards a smaller town called Bolas. On that bridge, people would stand on the hood of their cars over the water, and they'd be bow fishing from there. It's a very, very thin kind of like river area, so you could see pretty well anyways. And it wasn't a high bridge. Point being, it looked really, really cool. And at that time, Lord of the Rings came out. So if you know where I'm going with this, I'm like, that's what Legolas looks like, right? Man. These are blessings that Israel was able to experience. These are blessings that Israel was able to participate in. Moses is saying, as soon as you cross over into the promised land, these are the things that God will do for you. And for some, he reminds them, these are the things that God did for you. And then there's kind of a funny one in here, if I can quickly find it. Oh, verse 22. Verse 22 convinces me that this guy named Dan, he's the middle child of this large blessing that we just read. And then in verse 22, to Dan he said, Dan is a lion's cub that leaps from Bashan. Thank you! You just gave all this land and all this fishing and all these jewels and all these plants and food to this person. And I get to be called a lamb that leaps. Thank you. It is a blessing, by the way. All these are legit blessings. You'll see them come to fruition later. But it was just funny to me. That's all. I know. I'm like 1 for 10 tonight. Like I'm 1 for 10 on my jokes. Like I'm not funny, man. I'll just take the hint. We get it. Get on. We want to be done. Okay, so what blessings do we experience? This will come up later in your conversations, but blessings that I got to talk to students about. Students have said, we have been protected. We're America, baby. Right? We got freedoms. We get to say what we want when we want. Not always a blessing, by the way. But having the freedom to do so, that is a blessing. Being able to say, I love Jesus, without fear, without uncertainty about whether or not the next day you get to live. That is a reality that some face that we do not. Other blessings. We get to eat at a table with our families. Aww. See, there's kids who do love their parents. Other blessings. We get to wear preferred clothing. Now, I just said that because they're like Air Apostle. I'm like, cool, I'll just generalize it. But we get to wear Nike or Under Armour or I don't know what non-sport brands are that people are into. You can shout them out. American Eagle. American Eagle. Okay. Any others? Cool. Hollister. Yeah, Hollister is cool, right? Or Adidas. I'm seeing Adidas. Right. So we get to choose the clothing we wear. We get to choose the shoes we wear, the pants we wear. I mean, again, sometimes our parents are like, hey, you need to dress appropriately. Listen to your parents, by the way. They know what they're talking about. But you have so much freedom and choice. Everybody gets to look and talk differently and have different experiences and express who they are. We are able to be in sports. I like that one. Sports, basketball, football, soccer. I know I'm missing a ton. Gymnastics is really cool. Basketball, hockey's really legit. I love hockey. Figure skating. Yeah, by the way, I am scared of anybody who knows how to balance themselves on a pair of skates because I will just flop. I am very top heavy, so I'm big boned, you know? Volleyball, yes, volleyball's a great one too. Yeah, and then again, the same thing came up. Fishing, ice fishing, spearing, etc. That's where that came from too. And fishing was right in the text we just read. So we see blessings around us. We see blessings that God's like, you get to live this extraordinary life. And you get to choose experiences you have and try different things. And you get to do it here. And then the weird part in my brain, the switch, is why doesn't everybody get to do that? And that's something you guys get to talk about. But blessings happen, right? So then let's go a little further in. Chapter 34. Miss Ramler, it is the end. Okay. Woohoo! Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to the Mount Nebo on the top of Segah, which is opposite Jericho, and the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan. Okay, let's be clear here. What's happening is Moses is going to the peak of a mountain, and God is showing Moses the promised land in front of him. Because even though Moses doesn't get to enter into it, Moses gets to see it. As we continue, verse 2, all Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zor. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, a servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he buried him in the valley, the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Right? That is super old. Not as old as me, though, like 45,000 years old. 45,000 years. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Let's pause here. Verse 7. He's 120 years old, guys. Super old. And as we continued reading, yet even though he was that old and he climbed to the top of a mountain, his eye was undimmed. His vigor, or a better word, his energy still remained. So here's a guy, Moses, who's told he does not get to enter the promised land. And at 120 years old, he still climbs to the top of that peak. He still looks at the world that opens up in front of him. And he still just basks and is happy for his people to finally experience the blessing that God has promised. That's intense. I don't know about you, but if I was sitting at a dinner table and my dad throws out to everybody in the family, there's five of us, if he throws out four really nice plates filled with steak and fruits and salads and potatoes, and then he hands me like a bowl of cereal, I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to punch everybody and eat their food. That's what I'm going to do. Okay, I won't go that intense. But my point being, clearly there's some favoritism here. Clearly I did something wrong. And yet this dude Moses is like, I don't get to have my cake and eat it too. But at least I get to see it. At least I get to see the colors of the fields, the people, what they're going to experience. At least I get to know that the generation that I have been leading for the last 40 years plus will finally bask in something I have only dreamt of. Forget steak, guys. This is home. Man. And he still wanted to climb that and still see it. And then the remainder of chapter 34, Joshua takes over. Moses dies. That's the end. So I want you guys to do me a favor right now. With me, we're going to be silent. And we're going to take three, you can put your Bibles away, by the way. We're going to take three huge breaths. So breathe with me, okay? That's the blessing of life. That God said, you get to be individual, you get to live. And you get to experience my goodness. Every time you breathe, God is giving you a blessing and an opportunity and a chance to grow and get to know him. And what we're going to talk about later, blessings go so much further than just the physical world. In my youth group, the blessing of being able to go to church, the place where somebody told me that there was this guy named Jesus who really cares about me. I was told of a home where I would not feel pain or sadness. I was told of a place where I get to be with Jesus, a person who just loves me for me. That's the blessing we want to participate in. Amen? Cool. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for who you are, that you still bless us to this day. May we always be aware of the blessings that you surround us with and fill us with for the families we have, the things we get to do, the things we get to wear and eat and experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In your name I pray, amen. Have a great night.